And so I apologize for arriving just a little bit late this afternoon. Let's have a word of prayer, and then we'll look together into God's word. Father, thank you for this opportunity to worship you. We ask humbly, Lord, that you would speak to us through your word today. Regardless of what's going on in our lives and how we feel, we ask that through your Holy Spirit, you would work in our hearts and our minds. And so, Lord, we give you this place, we give you this time, and we invite you to work. According to your will and purpose. We pray this now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, it was the summer of 1961. I was 3 years old. The legendary football coach Vince Lombardi started a new training camp for the Green Bay Packers.
开始了一个球队。Vince Lombardi. Vince Lombardi.
A few months earlier, the Green Bay Packers had watched their championship dreams slip through their fingers.
Green Bay的这个队呢，就是几个月以前，他们发现他们想成为
And Lombardi knew they had to get back to the fundamentals of the game. So holding a football up in his hand, Lombardi gathered his players together. And he said to them, today we go back to basics. He said, gentlemen, this is a football. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to do the same. We're going to go back to basics today. Brothers and sisters, this is a Bible. And our text today here in 1 Timothy chapter 1 takes us back to the basics of the Christian faith. It takes us back to what in verse 11 is called the blessed or the glorious gospel of our blessed God. You remember, hopefully, that 1 Timothy chapter 1 is all about the church and its message. In the first part of chapter 1, the charge is to defend the gospel.
这一章的第一部分呢，给他们的使命是要他们要捍卫福音。We
looked at that last time we were together.
我们当上次我来到这里讲到的时候，看的就是那一部分。But
the gospel doesn't just need to be defended; it needs also to be promoted.
福音呢不仅仅只是要捍卫，我们更是要来宣扬它。The
gospel needs to be preached.
我们需要来传。
The gospel needs to be shared with others. And in our passage, the Apostle Paul uses his personal testimony to take us back to some of the basic truths of the Christian life and the gospel.
在这一段的经文当中, 使徒保罗借着他个人亲身的经历, 把我们带回到关于福音的一些最基本的真理。
Sharing your personal testimony is an effective strategy in sharing the gospel.
跟别人分享你个人的见证是一个非常有效的、非常福音的办法。
People, if we're just giving them principles, can pose all sorts of philosophical and theological and moral arguments against the gospel.
如果我们只是跟他们分享一些原则，圣经上的原则。 常常是引起来的都是一些德学上的讨论。But
it's hard to argue against a truly transformed life that displays the power of the gospel.
但是人们很难跟你来辩论，他看到一个生命被福音所改变的就在他面前。
Do you remember the story of the blind man in John chapter 9?
你们记得在
After Jesus healed him, the Pharisees came and they said, "You know this man is not from God. He's a sinner. He doesn't observe the Sabbath."
当这个人被主耶稣医治以后，那么那些法利赛人都说，他这个主耶稣犯了这个安息日的条例，因为他在这个安息日的时候医治了这样一个瞎眼。
How does the blind man respond?
那么这个瞎眼的人他是怎么回答的呢?
I don't know if he's a sinner.
我不知道他是不是一个罪人。
One thing I know, I was blind, but now I can see.
Hallelujah. 但是有一件事我知道，我从前是瞎眼的，但是今天我现在看见了。
And I find in our passage today four basic truths of the gospel.
那在今天的这一段经文当中，我们有四个基本的这个关于福音的真理。Four
basic truths that the Apostle Paul highlights out of his own personal testimony of transformation.
那这四个基本的福音真理是保罗根据他个人亲身的这个得救的经历，他来把它彰显出来。
In verse 12 to 14, we read this, "I thank him who has given me strength, Christ Jesus our Lord, because he judged me faithful, appointing me to his service. Though formerly I was a blasphemer, persecutor, and insolent opponent, but I received mercy because I had acted ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord overflowed for me with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus."
在这个提摩太前书一章十二到十四节，我感谢那给我力量的我们主基督耶稣，因他以我有忠心派我服侍他。我从前是亵渎神的，逼迫人的，辱骂人的。然而我还蒙恩，因我是不信不明白的时候而做，并且我主的恩赐格外丰盛。
Brothers and sisters, God saves us from our sin and rebellious behavior as an act of his mercy and grace.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，神把我们从我们的罪恶中拯救出来，这是他的恩典和怜悯。There's
nothing we can do to earn God's favor or salvation.
我们
In fact, we deserve God's judgment. All of us, myself included. And yet, God extends his favor, his blessing to us out of his love and mercy.
但是神却是因着他的怜悯和慈爱，他把他的救恩赐给了我们。
That's grace. God extending his favor when we deserve his judgment and wrath.
当我们本该受审判的时候，神却赐给了我们。Turn
with me, please, to the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, in your Bibles or on your phones or tablets. And listen to how the Apostle Paul writes about God's grace here. In verses 4 to 5. But God, being rich in mercy because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved.
是到五节。然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们大爱，当我们实在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎。Now
back in 1 Timothy 1, the Apostle Paul explains his own, or describes his own behavior as extreme.
在第一节的时候，保罗他讲到他自己的一些行为是非常的极端。He
was a blasphemer. He was a persecutor of the church. He was a violent opponent of Christ and the gospel.
他是亵渎神的，他也是逼迫教会的，他是也是反对教会的，在起诉他的。But
then in verse 14, he says, the grace of the Lord overflowed to me.
然后在十四节他说，神主的恩格外丰盛。The
word overflowed here can be translated as hyperactive.
这里呢就是格外的丰盛，或者说在这里意图就是说过度的活跃，就是要描写那个程度。
Where sin abounds in someone's life, God's hyperactive grace abounds still more.
当我们的罪恶是如此之重之大的时候，神他那种过度活跃、依存的这个恩典，更是多于过我们的罪恶。We
sing a worship song in my home church now, and the chorus goes something like this.
我们在我的这个教会有一个敬拜的诗歌，它的是这样，有这样一段。My
sins they were many, His mercy was more.
尽管我罪恶众多，但是他的恩典是更多。And
this is good news for you and me.
这对你和我确实是好消息。
Because it means no one is beyond the reach of God's grace and mercy. Perhaps like the Apostle Paul, you feel like, nah, Paul, you got it wrong. You're not the foremost of all sinners, I am. I know there are times in my life when I have felt that way. But the good news of the gospel is no one is beyond the reach of God's mercy and grace. Brothers and sisters, God loves you, each and every one of you.
弟兄姐妹们，神爱你，爱我们每一个人。
And he shows his mercy and grace by offering you salvation in Jesus Christ.
他向我们彰显他的慈爱，就是把他的爱子耶稣基督赐给我们，借着耶稣基督把救恩。
This brings us to the second truth we discover here in verse 15.
这样就带我们来到这个第二个真理，就是。 And that, 第十五节,
And that is very simply that the gospel is the good news of Jesus Christ. The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am foremost. Brothers and sisters, I can think of no more succinct expression of the gospel than this verse.
弟兄姐妹们，我没有办法想到一个更简洁的对福音的描述，跟这个经文相比。Jesus
Christ came into the world to save sinners.
基督耶稣降世，为要拯救罪。The
gospel is all about Jesus.
福音是就是关于耶稣基督。
In fact, in our passage that we're looking at in these few verses, the Apostle Paul mentions Jesus Christ four different times.
就在我们这短短的这几段经文，这个几节经文中，保罗提到耶稣基督的名字多次。
You see, God doesn't just ignore our sin or overlook it.
神他不仅仅只是涂抹我们的罪孽。
God has to deal with our sin and put an end to the power and the hold it has on our lives. Brothers and sisters, that's why Jesus came into the world. And that's why the cross is central to the gospel. Jesus not only paid the penalty for your sin when he died on the cross,
耶稣基督他不仅仅是为我们的罪付了赎价，当他死在十字架上的时候。He
also broke the power of sin and death and its hold on your life.
当他死在十字架上的时候，他也终止了罪恶和死亡的权势。We
see this truth expressed in a beautiful way in the book of Colossians chapter 2.
这一段在哥罗西书2:13-15节，有一段非常好的。In
verses 15, let me invite you to follow along in your Bibles or on the screen, perhaps, as I read these verses. And you were dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh. You who were dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with him, having forgiven us all our trespasses, by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross. He disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in him, in Christ.
你们从前在过犯和未受割礼的肉体中死了，神赦免了你们一切过犯，却便叫你们与基督一同复活，又涂抹了在律例上所写攻击我们有碍于我们的字句，把它撤去，钉在十字架上，即将一切执政的掌权的掳来，明显给众人看，就仗着十字架的夸胜。
Brothers and sisters, this is why Jesus came into the world.
兄弟姐妹们，这就是为什么耶稣基督来到世上。
To save sinners.
来拯救罪人。
And to set us free from the power of sin and death.
也让我们把我们从罪恶的权势下拯救出来。
This is the good news. This is the gospel that we get to share with others.
这就是好消息，这就是我们应当与别人分享。
The third truth I find in Paul's testimony here in 1 Timothy 1 is that the gospel is the good news of eternal life.
第三个真理，我们在保罗他个人的见证中看到，福音是有关永生的好消息。
It's the good news of eternal life, and we see this expressed in verses 16-17.
这个我们可以在16节和17节看到。
But I received mercy for this reason, that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display his perfect patience as an example to those who were to believe in him for eternal life. To the King of ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
然而我们那怜悯是因耶稣基督要在我的罪魁身上显明他一切的人来，给后来信他得永生的人做榜样。但愿尊贵荣耀归于那不能朽坏、不能看见、永世的君王，独一的神，直到永永为永。Brothers
and sisters, two important things in these verses.
弟兄姐妹，在这里，在这两节经文中有两个很重要的真理。In
regards to eternal life.
是关于永生的。
First, eternal life comes to those who respond to the gospel by placing their faith and trust in Jesus Christ.
第一个真理是永生临到那些因信靠耶稣基督而回应。God,
God demonstrates his grace and mercy by sending Jesus to die on the cross.
神派遣他的儿子耶稣基督死在十字架上，就因此他彰显了他对我们。But
we must respond to God's gift of grace.
我们必须对神的恩典要有一个回应。By
believing, by trusting in Jesus Christ.
通过相信和信靠耶稣基督。And
his finished work in dying on the cross and rising again from the dead.
主耶稣他的所成就的，他死在十字架上所成就的救恩。When
we do that, we receive not only the forgiveness of our sins.
当我们信靠耶稣的时候，我们不仅仅是我们的罪被赦免，but
we receive the gift of eternal life.
我们也接受了永生的这样一个礼物。
Now, eternal life has often been misunderstood. Eternal life is much more than everlasting life in heaven when this life is over. In the Bible, the expression eternal life is not describing so much a duration of life as it is a quality of life.
在圣经中讲到这个永生，不只是强调说它这个永生的长度，而是讲到一种品质。
It describes a quality of life that begins here and now, at the moment we place our faith and trust in Jesus Christ.
永生它是讲到一种生命的品质。
It's a quality of life that displays the transforming power of the gospel. Many years ago, when I was serving as a missionary in Germany, we had a young man called Gamini who came to the Bible school from Sri Lanka. And Gamini had been raised in a Buddhist family. And I asked him one time, Gamini, tell me your story. How did you, being raised in a Buddhist family, come to faith in Jesus Christ? And he said, Pastor Scott, as far as religions go, Buddhism is a good religion.
他就对我说，Scott牧师。 从宗教的角度来讲，这个佛教是一个好的宗教。He
said it has a lot of really good principles.
它有很多的好的原则。
But he said one thing that Buddhism doesn't provide is the power to live up to those principles.
但是有一件事是佛教所缺乏的，就是它并没有提供这个能力，使我们的生命能活出佛教所教导的那些原则。
And he said, that's why I came to faith in Jesus Christ.
他说，这就是我为什么信了耶稣的基督的名。Because
in receiving, placing my faith in Christ and receiving eternal life,
当我把我的信靠放在耶稣基督身上，我不仅接受了永生。
I received this transforming power of the gospel that changed my life.
我更是, 接受了这个能够改变我生命的这个力量，它就是福音的大。That
empowered me to live a good and godly life.
就是这样，福音的大能让我们能够活出一个敬虔的生活。Brothers
and sisters, God graciously saved you and changed your life.
兄弟姐妹，神他。
So your life, like that of the Apostle Paul's, now becomes a testimony to others of the transforming power of the gospel.
所以你们的现在的生命，就像保罗应该成为一个对其他还没有信主的一个见证。Now
at this point, the Apostle Paul is so overwhelmed by the magnitude of God's wisdom and grace that he breaks into a spontaneous song of
praise.
To the King of ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever.
那么就是这个最后这一句在，对，第十七节，但愿尊贵荣耀归于他，不能朽坏，不能看见，永世的君王，独一的神，直到永永远远，阿门。
In essence, he says, God, here's my life.
他基本上他就是这样说，神啊，你看，这就是我的生命。Come
reign in me. Come be the eternal king in my life. Come be the immortal, invisible God in my life. And let my life be a testimony to your grace and power to others.
对你的恩典，对你的爱的见证。May
my life bring you honor and glory.
愿我的生命带给你荣耀和尊贵。Brothers
and sisters, this brings us to the fourth and final truth of the gospel that I find the story here in 1 Timothy 1.
这样把我们带到这个第四个真理，就是在18节和20节。
And that is this, that the gospel is only good news when we share it with others. This charge I entrust to you, Timothy, and is speaking to all of us as well.
保罗对他提摩太说，我儿提摩太啊，实际上他也是对我们所有的人。
My child, in accordance with the prophecies previously made about you, that by them you may wage the good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience. By rejecting this, some have made shipwreck of their faith, among whom are Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have handed over to Satan that they may learn not to blaspheme.
叫你因此可以打那美好仗，长存信心和无愧的良心。有人丢弃良心，就在真道上如同船破坏了一般。其中有许利来和亚历山大，我已经把他们交给撒旦，使他们受责罚。
in these final verses of 1 Timothy 1, we're charged to faithfully share the good news of salvation in Jesus Christ.
这最后的结晶文就是给我们这样一个使命，让我们有忠心的来传递。
Brothers and sisters, this gospel has been entrusted to you and me to share with others.
这个荣耀的福音已经被托付给你我。
And so we read these words here, fight the good fight.
所以我们这里读到说,
In other words, stay focused on sharing the gospel.
所以叫我们要专注于来分享这个福音。Share
it with your words, but also with your life, the way you live.
不仅用我们的言语来分享，更是要用我们的生命来分享。And
this is a battle because there are many things in life and frankly in ministry that can distract us from preaching, from sharing the gospel.
这是一场战斗，因为这是我们的生命中有很多的事情会让我们分心，常常忘记了我们的使命，就是要宣扬福音。
For many years, I served as a pastor at Berean Baptist Church.
我在 Berean Baptist 这个教会 Baptist Church 做牧师，有做了许多年。
And during this time, my boss was an executive pastor by the name of Pastor Paul.
那个时候我的上司是保罗牧师，他的名字。
We would meet regularly, I think it was usually monthly.
我们通常会每个月有一次聚会。
And he often began our meetings with this question.
他常常会开始在这个开会之前，他会问这样的问题。
He would say to me, "How goes the battle?"
他就会问，你的这场战斗怎么样？
You see, Pastor Paul knew that ministry was often a battle.
因为保罗知道这个施工，做神的施工就是一场战斗。
But it's a good battle.
是一个好的战斗。
It's a fight worth fighting.
是一个美好的仗.
To stay true to our calling to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ.
就是我们要维持那个初心，就是专心的来宣扬福音。
Not to get distracted with all of the other things.
不要被其他所有一些东西来分心.
But to remember that the church has a message, it's the gospel of Jesus Christ, and that message is only good news if it's shared with others. So today we got back to the basics. This is the Bible. The message of this Bible is the gospel.
整个这本圣经的信息就是福音。Let
us never forget.
让我们不要忘记它。
The good news of salvation in Jesus Christ.
就是关于耶稣基督的救恩的好消息。It's
the good news of God's mercy and grace.
也是关于神的怜悯和恩典的好消息。
Yes, it's the good news of Jesus and coming to earth, taking on flesh, dying on the cross, and rising again from the dead.
也是关于耶稣基督的好消息，他来到世上， 降世为人，死在十字架上，最后三天行死。
It's the good news of eternal life.
也是关于永生的好消息。Brothers
and sisters, it's the good news that we are charged to share with others.
这也是一个好消息，是我们已经被托付给使命，要分享这个好消息。
This good news has been entrusted to you and me, so we share it with others.
是一个好消息，是托付给你和我，要为给别人分享。
I want to end with a challenge to each of you this afternoon.
我会给大家一个
challenge, a charge. And on Saturday, May 27th, there's a global movement. It's called the Global Outreach Movement.
在星期六, May
7th.
5月27日有一个全天的这个全世界跟全世界各地的信徒来分享给个人分享服务的这样一个挑战。
This coming Saturday, the 27th, they're calling it Global Outreach Day.
就是这个下一个星期六，叫做全球分享福音的日。
And you see the tagline here on the screen, it says, everyone can reach someone, together we can reach the world.
每一个人都能够去跟一个人分享福音。
And the call, the charge, the challenge is for each of us to share our faith with at least one person this coming Saturday.
所以我给大家的挑战就是在这个周六，我们每一个人要跟至少一个人分享。Now,
if you're like me, your brain's already probably processing all the reasons why you can't do that.
如果你像我一样，你的大脑现在可能就已经在跟自己找各种理由，为什么你做不了。And
so I'm going to ask you between now and Saturday to begin to pray.
所以呢，我就请你从现在开始到下周六这一段时间，请你开始祷告。
For an opportunity to share the gospel with at least one person this coming Saturday.
你祷告的内容就是求神给你机会，至少能跟一个人分享。
It may go well. They may say, I don't want to hear what you have to say. The results are not up to you. I just want to challenge you to share your faith with at least one person.
也许效果很好，你的分享。 也许呢，不太理想，不管怎么样，结果在神的手中。但是我对你们的挑战就是希望你们至少跟一个人分享你的信仰。
It might be a family member.
可能会是你家庭中的一个成员。It
might be a friend at school.
也可能是你学校里的一个同学。Someone
at work.
或者是你在工作中的一个同事。It
may be a friend or a neighbor and you've been wanting for some time to speak with them.
也或许是朋友，或者甚至是你的邻居，你甚至有一段时间了都在想着想跟他们传讲。Let
me just ask you to begin praying and to ask the Lord to give you an opportunity this Saturday to share the gospel.
So 我就请你们 现在开始祷告，那么希望神给你机会，就在下面的这个周六能分享给至少一个人。So
we can join together with believers around the world.
这样我们可以跟全世界的信徒一起。And
we can share the good news.
我们可以来分享这个好消息。Of
God's mercy and grace.
神的恩典和怜悯。Of
Jesus Christ. And eternal life. With others. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.